Let's touch base with Rowan Smith just here before he walks into a solid meeting start with the Western Bulldogs. Rowan, great to have you on AFL Nation.
Hey, Jared, how you going, mate?
I'm well. How's the day been? How's it unfolded for you all?
Look, it's been fine. I think the boys, you know, over the last 2 years have just got, you know, they've learned to adapt with whatever is thrown at them. And, yeah, you know, we've been in a hotel, but the boys actually got out at lunchtime today to come here to the Gabba, just walk around the ground, you know, just do a few laps. And they went down the cricket nets and bowled a few balls, I think, and had something to eat. And just, you know, just nice and relaxed. So it hasn't been too bad today. Beautiful weather up here anyway.
Smitty, we spoke about your performance last week and a lot of the terminology was you got your mojo back. Is that something that you've spoken about during the week? Is that a good reflection on the performance last week?
Dallas, to be totally honest, like, I mean, we talked about it during the game and we wanted, like, a little bit of our mojo, but a little bit of our style as well and the way that we've played virtually all year. You know, I think it was a little bit of a scrap and it was a bit of an arm wrestle there up until half time. And you know, something that we really focused on at half time was to win the contested footy, because when we play at our best, our contest and the contest, you know, contested ball is a big thing for us. And I think we were plus 35, I think, in the second half last week. And, you know, our forward half turnover game was on point. We just got some real confidence out of the second half last week.
Those conversations about changing that contested possession, is it an endeavour and a desire to win that contested possession, or is it where you are structurally set up to allow yourself to have those opportunities at the loose football?
No, it was a little bit of structure. We put maybe one up at the contest to sort of help us out a little bit, you know, one up from our forward line. But it wasn't really, like, I mean, I think the boys were, you know, really hard at the contest. But they just upped the ante. You know, when you're playing a game of footy and you're sitting there and you're like, rightio, the opposition here, they've upped the ante here. And we did that in the second half. And we could feel it in the coach's box right from the start of that third quarter. We're like, rightio, our boys have upped the ante here and, you know, they're on.
Smitty, great to speak to you, as always, my friend. So with the forward line tonight, you've got Harris Andrews, who's obviously a terrific one-on-one defender, but also a really good intercept-type player. You mentioned one went up to the stoppage last week to get the outnumbered situation there. Will you look to even it up, particularly early, to give your forward six a good look at it?
Yeah, probably, Coons, to be honest. And we've played against, you know, Alir, you know, a few weeks ago, and you know, those really good intercept, you know, players, in, you know, they've got you know, May from Melbourne, all those sort of guys. We've got to make sure that not as one person needs to take care of them. It needs to be the total forward line, you know, the six. We've got to make sure that those boys can't intercept the footy. And you know, that's the biggest thing for us last week was our contest. You know, Aaron Norton doesn't have to take eight contested marks. You know, he can fly for every footy, but as long as he provides a contest. Timmy English providing a contest. Even Mitch Hannon last week, we felt his contest was just brilliant. So that's probably a main focus again for us tonight, to make sure that, you know, those intercept players don't have an impact. We can bring the ball to ground and we can let our speedy players go for it.
I think one of the main intrigues, certainly externally, is the conversation around Lewis Young and also Tim English. He hasn't been spending a lot of time in the ruck up against Oscar McInerney, who's a big boy. Do you expect Tim to spend a bit more time dueling against Oscar?
It was 50-50 last week, I think. You know, Timmy had spent a little bit more time forward. We felt that we could probably gain a little bit of an advantage with Timmy playing up forward and Louis contesting in the ruck. You know, as I said before, I think our mids really took it upon themselves last week to really be strong in the contest. Even if we lost the hit out, our midfielders were on the move and they were on the hunt. And that's a big thing for us, especially up here at the Gabba. We know how quick the ground is. If you get a clearance from centre bounce, it takes you a big way to scoring. So, yeah, our midfielders are going to have that mindset again tonight. Not necessarily really about the ruck contest. It's about the contest.
What are you thinking with their forward line? What are you preparing for tonight, Smitty? With obviously McStay out last week, Payne comes in. How are you preparing for that?
I'm not too sure, Dal, to be honest. We talked about it a little bit, and we've got Keithy. We've also got Guardy there to play tall. We've also got Easton Wood there as well. If they throw another third tall down there, we can play, you know, just that little bit smaller, but can take a tall. So we've talked about it, you know, during the week. We've got to be prepared to whatever they throw at us. They might play three tall forwards. They might just have the two and put speed around them. So we've got to learn to adjust. And whatever really is thrown at us, we've just got to take that tonight.
I think you're due in a meeting. Do you want to tip your hand? Are you as selected? We're 11 minutes early.
As selected, Jared. As selected. Okay. No late changes today, boys.
If right. You're lying, Smitty.
We're never lying to you, boys, would I?
Good luck. Good luck. Go well.
All right. Thanks very much, guys. Have a great call tonight.
Rowan Smith there, assistant coach for the Bulldogs.